All right, Scott, you know the drill.
Yes, sir.
Seven-year Chapel Hill Transit employee Scott Gillum was the first bus operator who drove through the obstacle course set up on Saturday morning.
I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully top three, and that's what I'm shooting for.
Having competed four prior times, he knew the course well and cautiously approached the first station of winding traffic cones called the Serpentine.
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
Clock rolling.
Thank you, sir.
With judges sitting behind him tracking his time and others outside the bus documenting whether he hit any cones, Gillum continued through offset alley and the rear dual clearance before coming to the passenger stop station and preparing for his tight reverses.
Clock stop.
Okay, thumbs up, I'm going.
Clock roll.
All right.
Gillum's navigation was all part of the Chapel Hill Rodeo Competition, meant to challenge Chapel Hill Transit bus operators. The event has become an annual staple of the transit system, both as a source of friendly competition and a way to show off their training. Emily Powell, the community outreach manager for Chapel Hill Transit, moved from station to station in the parking lot on Saturday to watch different drivers' runs.
We speak with our operators and all of our team members about customer service and hospitality and all these like intangible skills, but at the end of the day, like, they are real professionals behind the wheel too, and this is a chance for them to demonstrate that. And it's really fun to watch them get to drive the bus without people around and like through these tight cones, and they get to like take corners a little bit faster than usual. So it's kind of fun for them to lay on the gas and hit the brakes hard.
Michelle Sykes Parker also supervised the event, occasionally driving around to collect scorecards from judges. As the training coordinator for the transit system and a former bus operator herself, she's very familiar with the rodeo, the abilities it tests, and all of its competitors.
We have some operators that are real skeptical about even doing this event, but we tell them this is stuff that you do every day. You know, even though some of the things are a little tighter and stuff, so we try to make it fun for them, you know, give them the opportunity to come out and practice. I even had one operator that has never participated before, and he's been here for some years. And just to see him get out here on the course and go through these maneuvers and show off his skills, I was really proud.
The Chapel Hill Transit Rodeo is entirely a volunteer event, not just for the competitors, but for the people who help the day happen. From the judges to the registration table attendants to the organizers, no one from the transit system is required to work the rodeo amid a typical day of Saturday bus service. The result, according to Transit Director Brian Litchfield, is a chance for staff to become a stronger team.
We've got folks that play important roles throughout the organization out here, but they may not work together like in the same vicinity on a regular basis, right? So you've got folks that are on the accounting team. They're doing stuff every day that are helping our maintenance and operations team, but they may not see each other or work together directly every day. So they're out here together as judges talking and having fun. It's an area where they can get together outside of the standard 8-to-5, so to speak, and enjoy each other.
The rodeo is also an opportunity for bus operators and staff to bring loved ones along to see them work. As buses and drivers moved through the course, family and friends watched from the sidelines, cheering them on and taking videos. Beyond that motivation, the bus operators were driving for a cash prize awarded to the top 3 point scorers in each bus category and the top rookie competitors. Powell said,
"They love winning. Like, they get really excited and really honored to win. And then the winner of our local rodeo goes to the state rodeo, which has been held in Concord and Cherokee. So that's a fun weekend experience for them to get out and then go compete against the best in the state. And if they qualify there, then they go to the international rodeo."
Chapel Hill Transit operator Ricky Hunter is no stranger to either of those higher level competitions, having competed earlier this year at the International Rodeo in Salt Lake City and finishing 18th out of 80 drivers. Hunter won Saturday's local rodeo once again, with Scott Gillum getting his top three finish after all, placing third. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.